It was a little more than a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. I was coming out of the coffee room sometime during Second Seder, and Rabbi Sambro, who's coming in the other direction, starts looking down area, you know, whatever, at my waist, by my belt, you know, where the shirt and the belt meet. And he's staring, and he calls me by my nickname, which he took from Monday Night Football, and Dandy Dan Meredith. He was one of the announcers on Monday Night Football. And he says to me, "Dandy," I said, "they got you too?" I was like, "What are you talking about?" He says, "You know, it's the ADD generation." "Huh?" He says, "Your shirt is untucked." He says, "That's a pshat, you know." "Explain." He says, "You know, in the world today, there's just so much going on and so many things, there's so much stimulus, so many stimuli to keep track of, that something is going to be sticking out at one end or the other. Hopefully it's only your shirt tail. Nothing worse than that. But it's the ADD generation. It's definitely difficult to focus on so many different things at the same time. And everybody ends up being a little bit scatterbrained." Well, I just got back from America. At least I think that I just got back from America. And after seeing what's going on over there, maybe over here a little bit too. So I have to say the good rabbi is definitely right. It's definitely the ADD generation, and it gets to the best of us. We all forgetting things and finding it hard to keep track. But it's a problem. It's a fundamental problem. And in a very, very clearly defined way, it comes out in a Kli Yakar in this week's Parsha, where he defines what the very essence of being a Jew is, what the term Yisrael really means. And if we focus on that, it's going to have great ramifications in everything that we do. Not just in our frumkeit and our avodas Hashem, but just the essence of being a human being. What does it mean to be a Jew? What does it mean to be Yisrael? That's what the Kli Yakar talks about. So Yaakov Avinu meets with Esav, or he's preparing to meet with Esav. He brings the family over Mavar Yarbaik. He realizes that he forgot the Pachim Ketanim, and he goes back. Musar Haskel of how much even little, you know, baby food jars or whatever they were belong to what are so important to a tzaddik. Even possessions which seemingly have minuscule value, but to somebody who values their possessions, everything is very, very, very important. He goes back and he has an unfortunate meeting with the Sarai Shel Esav, and they fight all night. And at the end of the day, Yaakov Avinu walks away a little bit limp. He gets hit in the Gid Anoshe. He hobbles away. But if he loses the battle, he wins the war. And the Sarai Shel Esav has to be nichna to him. And he gives him a new name. Vayomer, he says to him, Lo Yaakov Yomer Oid Shimcha. Your name is not going to be called Yaakov anymore. Kiyim Yisrael. You're going to be known from now on as Yisrael. Why? What does Yisrael mean? Tzahal will love this. Ki sarisoim elohim v'imanoshim batuchal. Because you warred, you fought, you battled with the powerful and with people, and you were found able. Yisrael is like Sar Tzava. He's a general. He's a warrior. Yisrael means Hashem's warrior. That's what Yisrael means. We're warriors. We fight. We battle. And we win. That's Yisrael. Comes a Kli Yakar, and he adds to the picture. Can't argue on a pasuk, but it seems like that's what he's doing. Kli Yakar says that Yisrael really comes from two other things. Number one, Yisrael comes from the Lashon, we say in Yom Narayim Davening, Shur. Shur means to see. Lashon Yashar, Kale. The Lashon of is of Hashem's, or Hashem's Yashar, ki Yashar hu lashen re'iyah. Yashar means to see, means vision. Mi lashen ashurenu v'loy karev. I'll see him, but not from close. So Yashar Kel means is the, what's it called? Is the one, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's man of vision. Person who has good vision, he sees it straight. It's Miloshin Shur. That's what it means, Yisrael. And then, of course, there's what everybody thinks about. He says Miloshin Mishar. It's interesting. A plane, something which is flat, it's also, there's high visibility. He says, Yashar Kel means is that he's Hashem's straight one. Like a flat plane. An area where you could see. That's what Yisrael is. Yisrael is the man of vision. Yisrael is the man of straightness, of Yashrus. No knaches. And he throws in that that's why we switched from Yaakov. Yaakov is Miloshin Ekev, serpentine, squiggly, snake-like. Now is Yashar, straight. So there's vision, there's straightness, but altogether, it's got to also add up to the warrior, the man who fights. So you put the whole picture together. How does it be that being straight and seeing clearly ends up helping you or ends up making you into the warrior of Hashem, the person who can battle with Yetzer Hara, the person who can battle with other people, Latuchal, and he's the one who's going to win. So last week, before everybody left to go to the dinner, so we had another picture day. They were here from, I don't know, whatever, 6:30 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning, whatever it was. I wasn't here that early yet, right? And took pictures through morning Seder and afternoon Seder and night Seder and halacha Seder and, you know, class pictures and individual pictures and everything, right? So why? So the answer was, we got to the dinner this year, so they had a new prop. They always have the movie screens. You know, how is he going to watch the video? Watch the speakers if you don't like to look at the person, so then you can look at the screen. I remember they once had a shechita show here when we learned chulin. So I'm very squeamish. So I couldn't watch while the four, you know, ruthless yeshiva bachrim were holding down the poor sheep and the sheikhit just like, I mean, you got him, you know? So I watched on the movie screen. So some people feel the same way about speeches. I don't blame them. You know, you can't look at the guy, so you look at the movie screen. More interesting that way. He's seven times the worst is when you're speaking and you're watching yourself on the movie screen. Don't ever do that. In any case, this year they had a new prop. LED screen. You know, like what they have at rock concerts or Jewish rock concerts or Haredi rock concerts. And the chairman gets up there and like there's all of this like cool action, like grooving in the background while he's talking and everything. I said to Rabbi Abramowitz, we just need a smoke machine over here. Purple smoke, you know, the Rosh Hashiva coming out of the purple smoke. Afterwards, you know, whatever, some of the speakers, they had to make it a little bit more serious, like when Gav Friedman spoke, so they had a background of the Talmud based Medrash, you know, that's just, and then he made his own action. In any case, so it was really interesting. There's a lot going on over there. Really cool, you know, the LED screen, all kinds of different things happening, Gav Friedman happening, a lot happening. But there was one thing that broke my heart. When the whole thing was over, the guy who was the the chairman, MC, whatever you call him, did a phenomenal job. Funny, good, everything. He comes over to me and I said, Yashar Koach, to him. He said, I don't understand. He goes, how come people weren't like so interested, weren't so into the program this year? I thought he was right. And usually people, I work like waiting with bated breath for different parts of the program. This time, and I was guilty also, people just seem much more interested in like talking to their friends. It wasn't that same intensity. And I felt bad because he was the guy who was up there all of the time and, you know, trying to get people to sit down and in their seats, and he obviously felt it. Okay, maybe they served the food a little too late. Maybe it was a bigger dinner than usual and people had more friends to talk to. Or maybe we all suffer from the LED screen and the ADD syndrome. Whatever it is. But one thing is clear. Focus is a vital thing. Focus is very, very important. And Lemaisa, that's exactly what the Klei Yucca tells us. Klei Yucca tells us that if you want to be a warrior, you have to have clear vision and you have to be straight. Let's say you're a baseball player, a real warrior, a modern-day warrior, and you want to hit the ball out of the park. So what do you first need? You need to have perfect vision. You have bad vision, you're finished. And you got to hit the ball perfectly straight. Your swing has to be perfectly straight, and you got to hit it flush head-on and boom! Going, going, gone. Kisarisa is im Elohim v'anashim atuchal. The way that you win your battles is by seeing clearly and by acting in a way that's straight. Hitting it straight on. When you connect head on after seeing the picture very, very clearly, getting total clarity without any knetches and any curveballs. So that's how you win your battles in life. And it's true with the Yetzer Hara. It's true in learning. It's true with every single thing that you're going to attack in the world. Rosh Yeshiva calls it a single-minded focus. You call it a laser beam. How does a laser beam cut through and cut through steel? What's the laser beam? It's light. But when you have light so concentrated in one place that it's just total focus, cut through anything, it becomes a warrior. And that's the ultimate power. If you can focus and then you can cut straight, so then nothing can stop you. I was talking to one of the alumni, old Talmud. So he said to me, you know, whatever, half in jest. He said, yeah, I don't, you know, whatever. I'm not learning exactly like I learned back in the day in Tomo. You know, now, even if I'm not going deeply into things, but I'm just trying to see things over and over and over again to get them totally clear. As I said to him, ah, what do you mean? I said, you know, to me, it's the same thing. Why? Because anybody who tries to get depth without clarity, at least in my mind, is just, it's a fool. Depth comes from the fact that you become so clear on level one that now you challenge that and you say, well, why does it have to be that way? And then you get clarity on the next level of depth. But if you have a couple splotchy facts, it's like, okay, fine, now let's try to figure out the lumdus. When I was a kid, we had something called forced fun. That's what I call forced lumdus. I have to say lumdus because otherwise, but you don't have clarity yet. The first thing that you have is vision, and then you have to say straight shot in the vision, and afterwards you're able to have the power to dig deeper and deeper. That's the way that it works. I always talk about the fact that somebody asked me when I was younger, why is it that in, you know, the central part of our Avodas Hashem, at least in the Lithuanian yeshiva world, is sitting and learning Torah all day? Why can't it be chesed? Why can't it be davening? Why is it chassidim do it differently? Well, why are we so focused on limud haTalmud, Torah k'neged kulam? Why? And the simple answer is that the human being's ikar tool is his mind. Because his mind helps him see. His mind helps him focus. His mind helps him cut. And especially the way that we learn here in yeshiva, where we're not trying to cover ground and turn pages, but rather just to really understand and get clarity. Those are the ikar tools that a person needs to be successful in anything in life. And so therefore, with this definition of Yisrael in the background, and after, you know, seeing and being part of an ADD generation, so the best bracha I give everybody, including myself, is that we should all live up to the name Yisrael. And that is that, number one, we should look well, see, and get total clarity. Number two is that we should be totally straight, no knetches, no fancy footwork, mahalchim, to, you know, try to sound more sophisticated even when we're not. And if we see it straight and we act in a way that's straight, So then, Be'ezat Hashem, so then we live up to the bracha of the pasuk, Ki sarusim elohim v'manoshim v'tuchal. That's when you become a warrior. That's when you become a real general. That's when you become somebody who's capable of defeating all of your enemies, because the vision and the straightness gives you the power of a laser beam, gives you the power of a baseball bat connecting smack 600-foot home run. May you all be zeichah.